Hello, welcome back to Murder Mystery Mood, everybody. We haven't done one of these since December, so we skipped a month. Sorry about that. But we're back. And the first thing that we do on Murder Mystery Mood is make a drink. Mm-hmm. I like to try to keep these drinks a little bit simple. So today we're making a White Russian. It only has three ingredients. Well, four if you include ice. Get yourself some vodka, some coffee liqueur, we're using Kahlua, some heavy cream, or if you are plant-based, I'm using an almond creamer, an almond milk creamer, and it's really good, so, so don't knock it until you try.
This is what a White Russian is.
Yeah! Oh. You never had one?
No.
You ever watch Big Lebowski?
Yeah. No.
All right, well, catch
up. Well, you know, like, I'm new to drinking, so I don't really...
That's true. You
know? Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
All right, so what you're gonna... What you're gonna do is fill your glass up all the way with ice. You're gonna put 5 parts of vodka, 3 parts cream, and 2 parts coffee liqueur. You could mix these up a little bit. I do. I kind of eyeball it. But in the beginning, just keep that in mind, those kind of ratios in mind. And it looks really cool if you don't stir it, but it's not gonna taste good. So just admire the way it looks at first and then stir it. Make sure you stir it really good. And then it's a nice little coffee drink, and it'll get you pretty jazzed.
My God, Nikki, you have a heavy hand.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
When she poured it, I was like, mainly oh, so the vodka. Drink is just ice and entirely vodka.
I saw her pouring it. It was just...
It's a White Russian.
Yeah.
We are not a white pussy American.
I'm about to speak Russian right now.
We don't have these kind of tolerance that they do in Russia.
In Russia. Yeah.
In Russia.
Vodka.
Vodka.
I'm a quarter Russian, so I can appropriate that.
I don't have any Russian in me.
Oh, good God.
Not since last night, right?
I haven't had sex with a Russian guy yet. I'm interested. Anyways, Nikki, we're talking about murder.
Well, we actually are talking about two White Russians. In fact, I picked this because it's, you know, it's Valentine's Day, and I wanted to get a story about a couple, and what better than a Russian cannibal couple?
Oh, my sexy.
God. Both cannibals?
They cannibalized together. Yes. Whoa. Not each other. Well, I mean.
We'll get there.
Sometimes he, you know.
Oh, I get what you mean.
A little. Do you know what I mean, Tim?
I do.
Well, I don't know if they do that, actually. They didn't disclose any information about their sex life. I would have divulged into it. But, yeah, so these headlines came out a few years back in 2017. The Times magazine here in the U.S. had the headline, Russian cannibal couple may have eaten 30 people.
What?
30?
Wow. Yeah, 30 or more.
I mean,
more.
The Russians go hard.
Yeah, damn. You know, I mean, it's cold. They need warmth.
Mm-hmm.
It's boring,
a lot of
maybe?
Iron.
I don't know. I've never been there.
They
but...
swim in ice with polar bears. Like, Russians are insane.
They play chess. You know?
Yeah, that's wild, Nikki.
I watched Queen's Gambit.
Insane.
And the Russian title, the Russian headline said, Selfies with Human Remains.
Ooh.
Yeah. Really? So this story all started when a group of construction workers, they were, you know, working on their new buildings or whatever they're working on.
Whatever they could ever Russians work on.
Yeah, whatever Russian construction workers work on. A mosque? What are they called?
Oh, that's yeah.
Moscow? No, Moscow is what I'm thinking of. Never mind.
It was like Russian temple.
Get out of here.
They were building Moscow.
Yeah, I was thinking of those, like,
the American education system
swirly
is
things.
Very sad.
Yeah.
Our
education system is shit.
Where's Russia?
Yeah, right.
Anyway, so a group of construction workers were working, and as they were walking down a road, they stumbled across a cell phone. So being all curious and bored, they decided to scroll through the pictures.
Wait, so it didn't have a lock on it?
No.
Oh,
so they wanted someone to find it.
I don't know. But yeah, who doesn't put a password
Everyone
on
Everyone has a password on their phone.
Well, this was also, I think, kind of an older phone. Like, not a Nokia brick phone, but like around that era.
Oh.
You know?
Like an earlier smartphone?
Yeah, like one that has cameras.
Early 2000s kind of
yeah,
phone?
Yeah, like I don't know if it was a smartphone. If it was, sorry.
Razer.
Oh, by the way, just to preface this story, I read so many articles and watched so many videos, and they all had really conflicting details. The same baseline story, but just like the order of events and like the details were a little
so
bit off.
Did a lot
so
of,
it might be off on a little bit.
Did a lot of like junk news media report yes. on it, and then like some of them yes. kind of made up their own details or like
yes, that and
it's like Daily Mail said one thing, and then the
Daily Mail did cover
thing.
It. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Yeah, the Sun.
Daily Mail is our favorite junk
it
news
is.
Website.
We love
JK
it.
News is the best. Yeah. Yeah, well, and then there's also a conspiracy at the end, which I'll get to.
Okay.
But yeah, so the details, just bear with me. I'm going to try to recite it as best I can. But anyway. So they find this cell phone, right? And they start looking through the pictures because they're like, what kind of people own this phone? So they at first see like just normal photos. But then they stumble across some photos of a guy, a young gentleman, with dismembered body parts in the background and then in his mouth.
Oh.
Just him posing with a bunch of various human body parts.
Jeez.
So they get freaked out. They turn the phone into authorities immediately. The authorities are like, what the shit? They find out, they take out the SIM card and they find out it belongs to a man named Dimitri. And
that's literally every Russian, every Russian man's name is Dimitri.
It's either Dimitri or Igor.
Yeah.
Vladimir.
And very little vowels.
Yeah.
It's just DM.
Yeah, a lot of consonants.
ITRY. Yes.
They're very efficient people when it comes to spelling.
Like, just take out the nonsense.
Yeah. It's
yeah. So they bring him in and they're like, yo, we found your phone. Here you go, buddy.
I know, right?
What's going on here? And and they brought his wife in too, because she was also in the pictures. So his wife's name Natalia.
Of course.
Yeah.
Not like Olga.
Rocky and Bullwinkle villains. Yeah. So Natalia comes in too, and it varies on who said this, but basically they were like, whoa. Weird.
How convincing. Were the police like, oh, I'm
you're surprised too?
They did not react like how you would think. So Dimitri's like, oh yeah, I forgot. So I was walking home and I found a dead body in a forest.
That's
when
I
started playing with it.
So I brought it home and I just took pictures with it because it's funny.
Whoa.
And the
wife... You couldn't even say that they were prosthetics, at least.
I would say movie props or something.
Nah, he said that. And then the wife was like, I had no idea. Whoa. And so then...
She's in the photo.
So then they get a warrant to go search the premises, right? And it gets weirder. Oh, first let me show you a picture of what they look like. Because... yeah, you just never know who's like a murderous cannibal.
Yeah, and I want to put a face to these names.
Yeah, same. Okay, so
these
let me just show you. I'm only seeing
Natalia and Rocky Bullwinkle.
Let's see here. Hold on.
Oh, goodness. What is
I wonder if Daily Mail got those photos from the phone. Because they get some fucking crazy ass photos.
Okay, so these were like the photos that were circulating online.
She looks Asian. Do a lot of Russians look Asian?
Because they're kind of close. Girlfriend?
That man looks so Russian.
The fingerprints are part of it.
They're part of the photos. Yeah. They look like different ages.
They are. She's actually 7 years older than him. But yeah. So that's the couple. And a little bit of backstory on them. Dimitri was orphaned by his biological mother at when he was very young. And then he was adopted by a couple when he was around two. And the mom of the adopted couple passed away and the dad got really like aggressive and he just didn't know how to cope with the mom's death, I guess. I don't know. But he ended up kicking Dimitri out of the house at 15.
Oh, wow.
And Dimitri didn't know what to do. He was homeless. He didn't have a job. So he ended up like robbing and stealing cars and stuff. And so he was in and out of prison a lot. And he was trying to get his feet back on the ground. So when he was like 16, 17, he got a job as a construction worker. So that's where he was at. And then Natalia, she had a kind of a normal upbringing. She was raised by her mom and her grandma. And then she wanted to be a doctor all her life. And so she ended up becoming a nurse. She was in medical training and she got a job as a nurse at a military academy. So she was there doing her thing. And then she got married to one of the doctors there. And shortly after they had a kid, he passed away.
And the husband?
Yeah, the husband. Mm. Yeah, not the kid. The husband.
Passed away or was murdered? Dun, dun, dun.
You don't know. Well, anyway, she was very distraught about it. So I think he just passed away because she could not cope. So she started drinking like crazy. She just drank all day. She ended up losing her job because she couldn't quit her drinking habit. And Dimitri, during this time, was like trying to establish himself, right? So he had a construction worker job, but his peers just thought he was kind of weird. Like a lot of people that knew him were like, yeah, he's just got a weird sense of humor and like he doesn't really know how to socialize very well. He talks to strange people. He liked to go hang out at the local bar and just like talk to random people. So he ends up meeting Natalia at a local bar one day, and because he's so much younger than her, she ends up kind of taking him under her wing. as like a almost like a maternal figure. Mm-hmm. And
only 7 years apart. That's
yeah, kind of- but he's a teenager at this time. Oh, so mm-hmm. I mean, like a 18 years old.
Oh, I see.
And so they start dating. They move in together immediately, like almost immediately. Pretty weird, but
I mean, huge red flags all across the board.
The board. But it's like they both have their traumatic pasts and issues, and so they kind of come together and they're like, oh, we can share our hurt together. Mm. Well, she never stops drinking. Like this, through the whole thing, she's drinking, but they end up both living on this military academy base. I don't know how they end up living there. It's very
well, wasn't she going uncertain. To nursing
oh yeah
school?
That's right. There you go.
Jess is paying attention.
Yeah. Thanks for
I
paying
get an
attention.
A plus
Listen,
a
I'm drinking White Russians. Yeah.
The vodka and the Clue is getting to you.
Mm-hmm. They were drinking white Russians also.
Yeah. Natalia was probably drinking White Russians without the cream or Kahlua.
It's just vodka.
Blood.
Vodka.
It's just blood.
Yeah.
Of Russians.
Actual
Russians.
White Russians.
Yeah. Yeah. Of potatoes.
And wait, people. So what happened to her kid during this time?
That's very unclear. So, yeah. But anyway, he ends up going somewhere else. Like, he's not in her custody. So anyway, they get together and they get caught with this phone situation 20 years later.
Oh, 20 years?
So they've been together for a long time. Yeah.
Wow.
So
they're still together after all those years.
Yeah. They developed a deep love.
When you find that kind of freak, you don't just let them go. You don't let them go, you know?
You find someone who has a weird that matches your weird.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you hang on to them.
That's
right.
Love, you know.
Life.
I'm holding out for one
so
of those.
So she was 42 and he was 35 by the time they find this phone. And the authorities, after questioning them and being like, wow, these people are very questionable.
Yeah.
We're going to go investigate their home. So they go and investigate the home. The home is a filthy, disgusting mess.
Ugh.
Like the messiest that you can think of. That's what their home looks like. They look. It looks like a hoarder's house.
Whoa.
There's just stuff everywhere. And in the home, they find pretty questionable items. One, they find a jar in the refrigerator. They find various meats of unknown sources. They find just a chicken, like a raw chicken, just out like in the fridge. They find a jar of pickled human remains.
Whoa.
What remains? Do
pickled?
We know?
Pickled balls.
Yeah, like, I'll show you a picture.
Okay. Oh,
let me show you a picture.
I'm not sure I want to see a picture, but.
You want to see a picture.
I want to see a picture.
Oh, it's kind of blurred.
Aw.
Okay, it's blurred, but.
What is it? I can't
that's
tell.
That's the.
Aw, that's whack. I want to
like
see
intestines
it.
Intestines and.
Yeah, like, it's like
what's all
blurred.
Those balls?
Oh, is that a
is
face?
That a face?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Wait, turn it around.
Yeah.
Wait,
so,
is that a bunch of oranges with a human head?
Yeah, so they find this picture.
It
they find
like
a stack
a
of
pig's
pictures.
Face.
It's not. It's a human head.
No way.
I gotta find the uncensored ones.
Gina,
they're on there in Google. I've seen it.
Really?
I've seen it.
You've
yes.
seen it.
I've seen it. Yeah, it's a human head. So wait, let me just explain where this picture came from. So the investigators opened a drawer. They found a stack of pictures. They seem pretty normal at first. There's like people hanging out.
Disneyland.
And then just a head. With oranges around it on a platter, on a serving
so
platter.
That photo.
This is the photo they found.
Why does it look like a clown?
Well, because there's a lemon for the nose and there's olives in the eye sockets.
Oh my God. You
and,
saw it?
Yeah, jeez. I did.
You saw the
it didn't
one?
Look like a human head. Like it because of how they put the food inside of it.
Like rotten skin?
Yeah, the only thing that you could tell it was a human head is that just like it is the shape of a human head and the parts are in the right place.
Whoa.
But yeah, they put like they made it look like very decorative and you know they plated it.
That's nice.
Damn.
And
nice.
On the back of the photo it was dated December 28th, 1999. So they think that it might have been a Christmas meal. Yeah. And
oh,
they found this photo in 2017.
God.
Jeez.
I'm so disgusted right now.
They had been doing this for decades.
Oh damn.
Mm-hmm. So they find this stack of photos. There's plenty more of those. There's decapitated heads.
Oh my goodness.
There's scalped, just like they would scalp the female victim's head, and just it would just be look like a wig.
Oh
it looked like
gosh.
A wig. In fact, they found wigs, quote unquote, all over the house.
Whoa.
And at first, they thought they were just like using them to like be in disguise and lure victims in, but turns out they. Mom might have just scalped them off of.
I'm actually really
people.
Surprised that you were able to look at these. Out of all people, like
so
out of all
disgusted.
People, it should not be you.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah, I. Well, I. He blurred so much that
right.
I'm like, I need to know, like, to me, it doesn't look like anything yet. So I just wanted to know. And it didn't look bloody. So I was like, okay, I just want to see, because it's so disturbing. Like, you hear about this in, like, movies and stuff, but I just wouldn't think people actually do this, you know?
Damn, and then get away with it for so long?
Yeah. Well, that was, like, the most boggling thing to authorities was how they were able to do it for so long.
How many people, like, just go missing in Russia to where there's just all these victims to, and then, you know, like, do their police suck ass or what? Like, there's just dead people.
Our police suck ass too. This was unprecedented, though. Like, people, this was had never happened before.
Yeah.
But,
it's usually, like, people, they don't bother looking or people don't report it when it's, like, homeless people or prostitutes and stuff.
Yeah, so I don't know if that's how it started, but towards the end, the remains that they found belonged to their latest victim, who was a waitress that they had met off of a dating site.
Wow.
So they would actually go on dating sites looking for their victims, but posing as, like, a couple that maybe wants a third person or whatever. And they would give them a sedative. What's it called? They would give them a sedative called, hold on one second, Korvalol. Korvalol.
Never heard of that
is one. A tranquilizer called Korvalol. And then once their victim was passed out, they would scalp them alive.
Whoa.
And then dismember them.
Whoa.
Yeah. Oh, and then store their remains in the fridge, freezer, and cellar.
Wow.
So.
Damn, they wouldn't even kill them first?
That's messed up.
Yeah. Oh, another photo in the stack was a man's decapitated head with his own hand in his mouth.
Oh my goodness.
They found a bunch of cell phones, like the same kind of cell phone that the construction workers found.
Really?
They found a bunch of those cell phones.
And they couldn't put passwords on this, right?
Well, those were dead, I guess. I don't know.
I mean, but I'm just saying. Oh wait, no. Back then, the phones didn't really have passwords.
No, but they found it in 2017.
Yeah, I don't know if the phones were smartphones though. I don't know. I don't know. Very odd. But then, they found 19 bits of flayed human skin.
Jeez.
And they found a video titled Video Lessons for Cannibals.
Wow.
Oh, they're trying to educate. That's really nice.
Yeah.
I feel like we should appreciate our educators.
It's like a cooking tutorial, but like, where do you go to find that?
Yeah. I'm a little curious about these flayed pieces of skin. Like, were they trying to make chicharrones or something?
They were experimenting with different dishes. They got really skilled. In fact, at one point...
You said they got really skilled?
They got very skilled. Like, Natalia was trying... There were rumors that she had been trying to find a job as a chef.
Wow.
And that she actually would sell pies to local bakeries.
Oh, no.
And she said she could source her own meat.
Oh, no. Meat pies. That's like Sweeney Todd.
Yay.
Yeah.
She's Sweeney Todd at them.
Yeah, I think I remember hearing about that part.
She there could was a lady source that her was, own meat.
Yeah.
She was very adamant that she could source her own meat. She didn't. And the cafes would get kind of creeped out and they were like, no. So there was also rumors that they gave it to the kitchen at the military academy a couple times, served canned meat. And there's a theory that they were trying to convert other people into cannibalism.
Because
there's like a theory that if you once you taste human flesh, you get addicted to it.
Wow.
So
I wonder if you know it's human flesh, you'll get addicted to it. Or if you don't know, you'll just be like, what was that? I would like some more of that.
Right? Yeah, all of a sudden everyone looks like hamburgers.
But then you won't try to murder them, you know?
Right.
I thought there was something in our DNA where it humans would taste disgusting, just like with mating with your own family members.
Yeah, like there's an aversion to it because it doesn't support evolution.
Right.
Well, it definitely like makes you sick. It could make you deranged.
Yeah, like mad cow disease.
Yeah.
The wrong parts, Gina? Yeah.
Human?
Are there any parts that are the right parts?
Human? There's like part of like the brain or something. Like if you eat it, you will get very, very sick. But other parts, no.
Yeah, so maybe if you watch the cooking tutorial, you'll know like what parts.
She's like, hey guys, welcome back to my channel.
Right? Julia Child by this Russian cannibal.
Tune into next week's Big Mood episode. We're going to have a cooking show.
Yeah, it was
our own meat.
Apparently it was about like how to get the right fats off of your victim and like what parts were the most edible.
Oh, that feels so crazy.
Like butt fat looks
I kind of feel like puking right now.
Butt fat looks pretty disturbing. Butt fat looks like piles of corn put together.
Does it?
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense because I've seen photos of when people like get their legs sliced open.
I kind of want to puke right now.
Do you need to go?
No, I'm gonna hold it. I'm trying to hold it together. But
okay.
This is really graphic.
Okay, we'll try to get away from the more graphic part of it. So originally,
my nosy ass wants to know, but my stomach can't take it.
They even found a picture. Wait, can I show you this picture?
Yeah. I'm just going to exempt myself from the photos.
Yeah. I'm too nosy to not look.
Wow.
Whoa.
That looks like it's still like they're alive.
Yeah.
This is the a photo still of two decapitated feet on a platter.
Those are fresh. Like
freshly decapitated. How come there's not blood everywhere?
Well, they got to eat it.
They are so white. There's not a single dash of seasoning in there. Look how white all the vegetables
are. That's true. It looks very bland.
Just looks like kidneys.
Oh, sorry.
It does look like
the spice trade didn't make its way up into Russia, okay? And I think you need to be considerate.
Maybe they used a really good freezing system too.
I'm really,
but I would think they would cook it more.
Those do not look like deceased legs.
I know,
or feet. I mean,
maybe that's
maybe
very
took
fresh.
The picture right away.
Yeah,
that's why they put vegetables all around.
Well, I would assume rice. You know, like when you're gonna put it in an oven, like you put the vegetables in there, you put the seasoning, and then you put it in the oven. I don't know. I didn't watch the video on the cooking tutorial,
right.
But yeah, they're two decapitated feet on a platter.
I saw it in my peripheral, and I'm
okay.
They just look like regular feet on a platter, like literally nothing.
They didn't
deceased about it.
Change it at
no
all.
No blood or anything.
Oh my god, I saw your knee and it freaked me out a little bit because everything else is black right here, and I was like, "What's that skin?"
Sorry. It's quarantine. That means you guys should work on your mental health because we got nothing else to do. And people need someone to talk to all the time. And that's why we have Talkspace. Talkspace is an app where you can talk to real licensed therapists via text messaging them or voice messaging them or even video. And then you can also have in-video phone face-to-face talks also. You can communicate with them 24/7 and they will check their phones and message you back. Personally, I used this before because, you know, I feel like it's better this way instead of just saving everything for one day a week. Mm-hmm. This way you can message them whenever you're going through.
They get to see the crazy in real time.
Four in the morning.
To help you.
Yeah. Therapy can really help you shift your perspective and you can find the tools to cope in difficult times, and Talkspace can be a guiding light. It's also very affordable. Talkspace is a fraction of the cost of in-person therapy. Instead of waiting for an appointment, you can send unlimited messages 24/7 and they will engage with you 5 days a week. Talkspace has thousands of licensed therapists with years of experience in over 40 specialties, including depression, anxiety, substance abuse, trauma, anger management, relationship issues, food and eating, and so much more. It's also very secure and private, and they use the latest end-to-end bank-grade encryption technology to store client information. The therapist that I use gave me practical guidance that really changed my life for the better. I'm so glad that I found Talkspace, and I'm so glad that I have someone to listen or message or dump my brain out whenever I need to.
Instead of just us every single time.
Yeah, I'm sure you guys are sick of it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Jess has gotten thousands of crying messages at 4 in the morning.
I ate another burrito.
As a listener of this podcast, you'll get $100 off your first month with Talkspace.
That's a huge discount.
That's a lot. Wow.
That's a lot of doll hairs to match a licensed therapy today. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com and download the app. Make sure to use the code MOOD to get $100 off your first month and show your support for the show. That's MOOD. That's code MOOD and Talkspace.com. Fix your brain, sweetheart. Oh, bless your heart.
Fix it.
You know what I love, Jess?
What?
People with clean butts.
Do you like clean buttholes?
I love clean buttholes.
Well, I've got something for you.
Yeah? Let's clean all the buttholes in the world, Jess.
Our sponsor, Hello Tushy, would like to help you keep your butthole clean. Now, the brand new Hello Tushy 3.0 modern bidet attachment is here to level the playing field.
I love it because it's not, it doesn't have to be plugged into the outlet.
Yeah, I know if it's because I've seen some people that have bidets in their bathrooms that have a long cord that goes all the way to the
wall.
Hey,
stop tweeting me.
And,
At us next time. Okay?
I prefer to have a bidet attachment, that doesn't have to be plugged in. So that's why Hello Tushy is great. It's stylish, eco-friendly, easy to install, and affordable. The Hello Tushy 3.0 doesn't just cleanse your butt with a precise stream of fresh water. It cleans itself, too. Did you know that? That's what I always had a question about. I was like, is the bidet itself clean?
I love a hygienic machine.
But it does. It cleans itself before and after it's used with the Smart Spray automatic self-cleaning nozzle.
It's like a cat.
It's like a vagina.
Self-clean.
cleaning.
Both cats.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Every Hello Tushy bidet attachment comes with a 60-day risk-free guarantee and a 12-month warranty.
Oh, yeah.
You can't get a better warranty than that.
You can repaint your toilet. What? It'll clean your butt up.
With your butt.
Yeah. Oh, God. All right. Go to HelloTushy.com/BigMood to get 10% off plus free shipping. This is a special offer for our listeners. Go to HelloTushy.com/BigMood for 10% off. HelloTushy.com/BigMood. Clean your butthole.
So the police go back to them and they're like, yeah, so about you just like finding a random dead body.
So I went to your phone and I just think it's funny how like you have all these pictures of other people.
Yeah,
like
you're not believing
your story. Like, who is this?
So Dimitri,
the legally blonde of detectives.
Dimitri confesses to everything right away, but Natalia's like, yo, like I'm kind of crazy. Like, she goes, yeah, if you look at my record, I checked myself into a psychiatric ward like 20 years ago. Nobody did anything about it. So I'm like, I can't remember. Like, I'm crazy. And she actually went through another psychiatric evaluation and they found her to be completely sane. And then when they looked through her records.
How do they find her to be completely sane?
Exactly. So it's even worse.
Parameters here.
It's bullshit.
I don't know if she's, I mean, if you're completely sane and you do this, then you're just evil, which means you are kind of more deserving of the punishment.
I feel like it exempts you from at all being sane.
Yeah.
There is like, that's just, they are mutually exclusive. That is not a sane thing to do.
I guess it's the difference between
sadistic is what it is. You can be sane and sadistic.
I don't think that those are the same.
Like she knows that it's wrong, but she's doing it anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or really crazy
insane people don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, they're innocently doing the things they're doing because they don't realize that they're wrong.
I guess in my mind, if you're evil, you're not sane.
No.
It's if you know you're evil or not.
Exactly.
Like if you know what you're doing is malicious and hurting people.
If you find enjoyment off of torture or things that hurt other people, you are evil, but you can still be sane. Like, you still carry on your day. Mm-hmm. Like, you know where you are at all times. Like, I'm in Los Angeles, California. I'm married to this person. This is my address. Like, you're sane. You're coherent. You just happen to enjoy. You derive pleasure from killing people.
It's like, I know this is wrong. I know this hurts people, but I'm going to do it anyways because I'm more important. What I want is more important as opposed to, oh yeah, no, this is totally normal. Isn't it normal for you guys? Mm-hmm. No?
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah, it's like that.
Yeah. Insane is like when you are like my grandma had Alzheimer's, right? And she would eat cat poop off the floor and she didn't see anything weird about that. That's like,
you lost your mind.
Yeah, you lost your mind. Mm-hmm. Whereas like a serial killer or this type of person doesn't go eat cat poop off the floor unless they know exactly that they want to eat that feces and they derive pleasure from it.
That's just so weird to me.
Yeah, it's very weird. So it turns out like when she first went to a psychiatric ward, they declared her completely sane as well. And it was almost, there's like a theory that she kind of went there to just show that she had that on her record so that maybe in the future she could plead insanity. But she didn't really like want to be there or think that she needed any sort of help or anything. She just kind of wanted to be like, yeah, look, I'm insane. I put this, make sure this goes on my record.
Damn. Hmm.
Yeah.
So she still got to be a nurse after all that. She's been practicing like as a nurse.
Well, I know she lost her job. Remember?
Oh,
so then she got, so she was a nurse, had a normal life. We think she had a normal life. She was married to her husband.
Who was then, a doctor. They had a kid.
Oh, so then
and
when
then
he died,
when
she,
he died.
Oh, I forgot that part.
She started drinking like crazy. She just couldn't freaking cope. Maybe she thought there was nothing left to live for.
I wonder how these people support themselves during all of this drunken, cannibalistic.
Well, she found Dimitri.
What if they kill people
quickly
and take wallets? Oh,
that's true. So basically they were like, nah, you're sane. But weirdly, like the media calmed down. Like after all this evidence came out, the media went quiet. So that was really odd. After all of this came to light, there were interviews with like friends and neighbors and acquaintances, and they were like all creeped out and thinking back on some of their conversations with the couple. And neighbors say that the former nurse Natalia made and sold pies to boost her income. So she boasted to cafe owners that she could supply her own meat and has worked as a chef, even though they couldn't find any chef history.
Oh my God, imagine being one of the people you ate her pies. Yeah. What do you do with your life? Okay,
so, well, maybe she sold them, but the local cafe owner that was talking about this said in 2010, she was very active, asked lots of questions, but mainly about where we buy our meat and fish and how fresh it is. She made it clear she could supply meat, and I said we only work with certified suppliers. And she said the
so like she was trying to be a supplier for that deli, yes, not just to sell the pies, but she was like, "Hey, I've got
I want to supply you
some fucking beef over here for you."
Yes,
and he was like,
"We're good." Yeah, and then the cafe owner also said, "For sure, these cannibals were looking for places to sell their meat." It sounded to me like her main motive was that she was looking for a job. Mm. Natalia told me she had experience working as a chef, but the owner refused to work with her, saying she looked vulgar. Quote unquote. She never came back, he said.
It's an interesting word to use.
Yeah. And then police are investigating how the couple were allowed to live for years in the grounds of a military academy run by the Russian Defense Ministry. Friends of the couple say Dmitry was an even-minded person and that eating people just didn't sound like his style. But she could believe that he took a dead body home and took pictures with it because he had a weird sense of humor.
Wow.
Yeah, she was declared sane despite going to mental hospital, but she got sent to prison for 10 years, including going to a penal colony, which is like an island where they basically, like, you're doing slave labor.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And he got
picking license plates.
He got 12 years in maximum security prison, and he got put with like psychiatric help.
12 years? Why are these so little? Short sentences.
I know. And what's weird is like they redacted their confession. So at first they confessed to 30 murders, and then they redacted it later. Like, they took it back and they said, oh, actually, we didn't kill as many people as we said we did. It was only that one that you found. And, like, we didn't eat them.
It's because of the military being involved.
That's the conspiracy theory.
Yeah,
because
they're trying to cover it up because they did all this on military grounds.
And the military didn't.
So the military's like, oh, we didn't let this happen right underneath our nose. Like,
yeah.
There's no way.
And then the murder that they did confess to, which was the recent victim, was this waitress that they had found on a dating site. And they said the reason it happened was because the waitress got way too flirty with Dmitry, and Natalia got super jealous about
She thought
he crossed the line. And so Natalia like yelled at Dmitry in a drunken rage to kill her. And he followed orders immediately because it's like his mama telling him to like kill. And then Dmitry said that after he started stabbing her, that's when Natalia joined in, and then they didn't know what to do with it. So they just dismembered it. The body. Yeah,
oh, yeah.
I mean, that doesn't explain the head on a platter and the feet on a platter.
Yeah, yeah. So to this day, that's still unexplained. And another theory is that they didn't do all this on their own. That they're part of probably a greater group of cannibals, and they just kind of took one for
the
team. Maybe. It doesn't say, but like basically people were saying that there's no way that this one couple could have killed this many people.
Why?
And I don't know. They were just like and gotten away with it for so long that there has to be a group that's helping them cover, that has a system involved, that like, how did they get away with it for so long? Because they were doing it at the military base.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're like military.
What is this, Fort Hood? Jesus.
Like the enemies to the state or something, because you know how like they poison people, like the Russian government's just fucking nuts. So I wonder if they're like, like the mob has like people to get rid of bodies to like sink them in the fucking New York River and shit.
These weirdos likes to eat them.
So they're like, oh, we can dispose of bodies, like state government.
But then why would she want to go out there and like be all ambitious with their fucking meat pie business and supplying?
Maybe
meat.
She was trying to get rid of evidence.
She needs to figure out how to get rid of the meat,
or to convert more people into cannibalism.
That's what I'm thinking.
There's a cannibal club in LA.
Is
what?
There?
Yeah. Excuse what? You?
Yeah, there's one in LA. There's this. Like a website where like it doesn't really give you information. It doesn't tell you where it is or whatever. It says it's one of those like application things. Apply for it.
Wonder how many police apply to that shit on a daily basis.
Yeah,
only, and it also only says police like, applying.
It also says like, please understand that we acquire our food ethically or something like that.
Yeah, from people that want to die.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard of these. There's cannibal cafes, and there's a whole like debate about whether or not it's ethical because people will volunteer to sacrifice themselves and like donate their bodies to the cafe.
Yeah, give you like a leg or something.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm pretty sure that's illegal though.
It is illegal.
So, but how do they just have a website?
I don't know.
What were you gonna say?
I'm a little curious.
To eat or to donate?
Do you think like if you apply, part of their protocol is like you have to eat it in front of them or something?
Mm-hmm. I just want to try a small piece to see what it's like.
What?
Like, I want to just know like the texture. No.
You
and how it tastes
I get
like.
That curiosity.
You take that back.
Yeah, no, I do not take it back. I stand by my word, what lady.
What part? A finger? What do you want?
Like, let's like take a piece of your thigh or something.
Ooh, Kobe,
a small bite.
Kobe
literally just a small bite. That's all.
Like maybe Jess's biopsy.
You know, like just a small little thing. I just want to see.
She's
what
got a lot of.
I'm so curious.
I'm like that too, and yeah. I've tried a lot of crazy different animal meats and all that stuff. And I know Nikki hates hearing this part, but sorry, but. I have tried like a lot of different weird things, and I couldn't get myself to try horse, and that is pretty common to eat.
What about a dog?
Or a dog, yeah.
I haven't tried dog, but I saw it on the menu.
I don't think you would eat human.
I wouldn't. I don't think I could do dog. I couldn't do horse. I thought I could do horse, and I couldn't do horse.
Could you do a moose?
Mm-hmm.
Probably.
Okay.
I could probably do
horses
that.
Horses are like too friendly, I think.
Yeah, like I've tried whale. I've tried puffin.
You tried whale?
Puffin. Yeah.
Disappointing.
I've tried kangaroo. Alligator. Fermented shark.
Like there are certain ones that if they're too intelligent, I just feel like they should be off limits.
Like, that's how I feel about octopus.
Pigs are so smart.
Oh, pigs.
Yeah, they can read. You could train them to read. They operate at the emotional intelligence of a 5-year-old.
Right.
Wow. So they know when their mom's getting taken away.
Oh, that's so sad. Don't tell me no more. I don't want to hear no more.
They've committed suicide.
I hear that, but that doesn't.
Yeah. Well, I am telling you more because stop reason. Eating these smart creatures.
No,
they're beautiful.
I want to be ignorant.
You want to be pignorant?
Pignorant.
For some reason, you telling me that doesn't change my opinion on eating pig.
That's fine.
Pig,
but it might change some people's because it changed mine. Oh, well, I didn't like pig to begin with, but.
Yeah, you don't even like the taste. So obviously, it's easier to be like, oh, and they're kind of smart.
Except for pulled pork. I used to like. That but
like fucking barbecue
octopus
sauce.
Is they're so smart they're so
I
smart.
Know I could never eat an octopus.
I kind of believe that they are the actual aliens that are on Earth,
right?
And I used to love eating octopus, but now I'm like
they're so freaking smart.
It's so yummy.
I never really eat it. Yeah. I had squid's not octopus, right?
No.
It's different.
No.
I've had some of that, but
yeah, I've had but live like, you know, live stuff too.
Like, oh, I can never eat something alive.
I know. I had live
That's
lobster.
So mean.
And live,
I have lobster.
Live squid.
Wait, you eat it while it's still alive?
Well, it's looking at you, being like, stop eating
me. How do you eat a live lobster?
I like it when it looks me in the eyes. I want to see the lights go out.
No.
I'm kidding.
They just
I'm
like
kidding.
Crack
I'm kidding, Nikki. I'm kidding, Nikki. I'm kidding.
You're not.
I am.
You're going to make her cry.
I said you wanted to eat a people thigh.
Just someone, like, he doesn't have to die for it. He just cuts a little square out.
That's a little biopsy thing. Yeah.
Like in the platform?
Yeah.
Just a little spoiler alert.
It's not a spoiler. It happens in like the first 15 minutes.
I haven't seen it. You're spoiling it.
It's the first 15 minutes.
Oh, no, you're
minutes.
Fine. It's not going to spoil. You're good.
It doesn't change the storyline. I mean, a lot of crazy shit happens.
Like, damn. You find out right away
Aren't
that this
Russians
shit's happening.
Aren't those Russians, too? Isn't that a Russian
produced
film?
No, I thought it was Spanish.
Oh, I think it is Spanish. Yeah.
Because when I saw the trailer, I was like, cool, I have to read the subtitles.
You're right. I think it's Spanish. You're right.
I think it's
You know
crazy.
What it is? The dubs, like they did dubbed over it in English, and the guy's accent sounds Russian.
It does.
Yeah, that's
like,
funny.
Certainly.
Yeah.
I think it's crazy when couples or two peoples or friends, whatever, find an equally crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
but then you always speculate, like, was it one that was more crazy and kind of manipulated
the other?
Like, because I think, you know, she was so much older than him. He would do anything that she said.
Yeah.
But he did have the more history of going in and out of prison, and so I don't know. Like, would he, if they hadn't met, would they have done that?
Sometimes it's like it's a multiplier.
Yeah.
Like the crazy, because it's like it's also like people who are kind of crazy online. Like when they find other crazies online, and they start getting
like mob mentality,
like super tinfoil hat, because they feel like someone else is confirming and validating. So it just
confirmation bias.
It's exponential growth of crazy,
right,
dude? And, oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, and it makes sense for you too, because he was young, impressionable. He wanted to keep love, makes you do crazy things. He wants to keep her so
bad. I mean, they stayed together for a long, long time. And in fact, he got super depressed in jail, and he actually had a human rights activist trying to get the wife to be able to see him because it's cruel that he's so depressed. And yeah, he actually,
isn't that a part of your punishment though? Is isolation?
That's but the point. He, like, you know, people need to feel love, I guess. I don't know. That's what the human rights activist was going for. But he actually passed away this February of last year.
What?
Yeah.
From sadness.
His Valentine's
from a broken heart.
Mm-hmm. From a broken heart, just, or a lack of human iron.
Or like, I think it's funny, or I think it's weird how it's like, what if it was two crazy people? How do you bring that up? Like, hey, have you ever?
Yeah. Like, you know, jokingly?
Yeah. Do you think it was like they murdered someone and then they didn't know what to do with the body and they're like, have you ever been curious? Or
Or like, how do you even get to the point of murder? Like, how do you talk about that? No. Or it's like, hey, have you ever wanted to murder someone? No? Okay, just kidding.
Yeah, they tried to ask them questions and they wouldn't really give up much information as to why. That's why they speculate that maybe they're covering for a larger group. All right. Let's actually establish some healthy habits here in 2021 as well. The app Noom is for healthy habit weight loss, but also just like in general setting good habits because it really gets to the psychology of why you form good and bad habits. So Noom doesn't give you rules, but instead teaches you how to think so you can accomplish your personal health goals, stick with them long term, and get healthy for good. Personally, I've used Noom because I tend to grab snacks and eat when I feel stressed or anxious, and I didn't know that. I just thought I'm a snacker, but I'm not really a snacker. It's just realizing that it's connected to anxiety and stress rather than just a random thing that happens really helped me stop doing that. Now I only eat when I'm hungry. Other examples are like eating better to feel better. You can get an improved sense of self-worth, more confident in a crowd. Sometimes I would do that when at events, I would go straight to the snack table because I just couldn't handle talking to people. And it's good to know that so you can fix it. It's based in psychology. Noom teaches you why you make the choices you do and gives you tools to replace your habits with healthier ones. Noom's cognitive behavioral approach means you're not just improving your health, you're gaining the knowledge and habits you need to stay healthy. And everyone's busy. That's why Noom doesn't demand much of your time. They only ask for 10 minutes a day. That's doable. Like nothing.
Yeah, I tried to like go through the app longer than 10 minutes and it was like, hey, take a break.
I was like, okay. Listen, we're low maintenance here.
Yeah.
There's a science to getting healthier. It's called Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com/bigmood. Learn how to get healthy with Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com/bigmood. Ready to live healthier? Sign up for Noom today at Noom.com/bigmood.
Big mood. And speaking of your body, it's also quite important to know where you stand with your fertility, because traditionally the guidance with fertility has been just wait and see. But now we have tools to help us plan for and track almost everything in our lives. So just waiting and seeing about fertility just isn't good enough. That's where Modern Fertility home fertility testing comes in. It's the easy and affordable way to test your fertility hormones at home with a simple finger prick. Mail it in with a prepaid label and you'll get your personalized results within 10 days. Traditional testing with your doctor can cost over $1,000, but Modern Fertility only costs $159 to get the same information. Also, if you have an HSA or FSA, you can use those dollars on Modern Fertility. You'll get insight into how many eggs you have, hormone levels, and other important fertility factors. The results go deep into what every hormone means, and you also can talk one-on-one with a fertility nurse to review your results and options for next steps. I recently got my results back.
What did it say?
I was actually quite nervous.
I sent mine in, but I haven't gotten my results back.
How come
back?
I didn't get one?
You keep forgetting to check the messages. Okay. Oh.
You never check your email.
I imagine Tiff's results came back like, bitch, you're Mexican. Yeah, why are you taking this?
We're wasting our time.
I know, right?
I'm expecting mine to come back and say I've got two eggs left, so you're out of luck, bitch.
They email you back. They're like, I'm surprised that finger prick didn't get you pregnant.
Yeah, so I actually have my results right here. And so it says it tested my TSH, which is a thyroid stimulating hormone, and it gives me the results. So it says like I have a 1.35. Apparently the flag is normal. And it ends up giving you like a reference range and all this other information. So all these different hormones. And thankfully, I'm normal the board. Normal for my age. They're very specific say that. Like, because I'm 31 now. And so, yeah, they do say like normal for my age, which is okay. Like, I'm good. I'm good with that.
Wow.
Like, I'm good with that.
Does that mean fertile for your age?
Right? For my age, it means I'm average. Like, I'm at where most women at my age are at.
Wow.
But yeah, getting these fertility results has really eased my mind. So I'm really glad that Modern Fertility sent me one. Thank you so much. So if you guys want to get your own, right now Modern Fertility is offering our listeners $20 off the test when you go to modernfertility.com/mood. That means your test will cost $139 instead of the hundreds or thousands it could cost at a doctor's office. Get $20 off your fertility test when you go to modernfertility.com/mood. modernfertility.com/mood.
But yeah, it's weird the timing too, because like you guys hear about Armie Hammer?
Yes.
Yeah, that's why as soon as you brought up like Lovers and Cannibals, what? You know the actor?
Yeah, the
Armie
guy
Hammer,
like,
in
by your
Social
name?
Network.
Social Network too.
I was thinking Arm & Hammer, the brand.
Yeah, oh, everyone does,
no,
yeah.
No, nope. Not the baking soda.
I There's someone named Arm & Hammer?
Armie.
Oh,
Armie Hammer.
He has a stupid fucking name.
He's a fucking loser.
It's some rich white guy.
No.
He's
the son of a oil tycoon or some sort of tycoon.
He's like trying to be an actor.
God damn, he's going to see this episode and going to kill me.
No, he's in...
He's very attractive.
He's very handsome, yeah.
Armie Hammer, this dude.
I know Armin Van Buren, I'm a raver.
But he started making really weird comments.
Handsome, okay.
And it bleeds into this theory that... the elites of the world, like the people that have so much money and so much power that they have an underground society of
cannibals.
They
can only get their kicks off.
Makes sense. Pedophilia and cannibalism. Dang. Makes sense.
Yeah. Like, what do you do when you have it all?
Yeah.
You start to, like, look for power in other ways, I guess?
I personally don't feel like all of the elites are some sort of weird, crazy, disgusting. I just feel like there's a percentage of the population that has mental illness, and that's going to be dispersed throughout rich and poor.
Yeah, money brings out whatever you naturally
without money, because these poor ass motherfuckers were killing up and serving up heads on a platter. So I don't think the money has anything to do with it. I think there's just a percentage of people who are fucking nuts.
And when you have money, it makes it easier.
Yeah. Well, the like Armie Hammer, right? Like, so he could talk to these models and stuff and like say crazier and crazier shit. And it's like, it's almost like, well, I don't want to get into a thing. Like, he's a, you know, he's
right.
Rich guy, actor. Like, I'm not going to, you know, make a deal out of it. You know, I'll just move on. But so I guess you could probably get away with like more weird shit maybe for a little while, but someone's going to blow the whistle like that girl did.
Epstein, you know, had a whole island and, you know, all these, if you watch that documentary, the victims were like, yeah, we said shit, but everybody was too scared to touch it because like he owns everything.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, imagine in third world countries where you can just pay off anything.
Yeah. I mean, that does happen. There's there's a huge sex trafficking ring, mostly with minors. It's really sad.
That's the one thing about like getting old that I'm happy about. Like when I'm old and wrinkly, nobody wants to traffic me. Yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah, we're already past our
parts
prime.
Are like, you don't want it.
Yeah. So that's a good part of getting older.
Yeah. That's a good part.
We're out of the rape zone.
Probably not.
Tiff's like, no, not really.
I mean, personally, I would traffic us.
We're on the line.
Cute.
Yeah, in fact, their latest victim, she was a 35-year-old waitress. So we're not quite out of the line of cannibalism.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
I'll just make sure not to go on any dates with any couples.
I mean, well, single dude.
Jeffrey Dahmer was, well, he was gay, but he still,
man, that would get me.
Because
I'd be like, oh, you're gay? Cool.
Right?
Yeah, I could have my two-guy threesome.
That's true.
They're like, yeah, you're the dessert.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So she's still alive.
Yeah, she's still alive. She's still serving a sentence.
Oh, yeah.
No, she's not in a mental anything. She's in prison. Yeah, she's in the penal colony maybe still. I don't know if she's
fucking pumping out license plates.
I wonder if she ever craves it. Like, man, I can go for a good thigh right now.
I wonder if she sucks on her own, like, blood. Because that's the only way you could, get
maybe
the craving
she, like,
out.
Cuts other people. Like, she starts fights or some shit.
She complained about getting bullied in prison because, like, her cellmates were like, do you miss the taste of people?
What a weird thing. They're like, ooh, look at the people eater.
The Russian people eater.
Imagine, I was like, oh, I wish you wish you can do this, huh? You want to eat me?
So good.
I'm so good. I drizzle ketchup on myself. What a weird thing. That just goes to show you can bully people for anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great.
And no, she was like sad about it. She's like, stop calling me a people eater. The Russians are so hardcore that they're not even afraid of the cannibal. They're like, oh, this fucking stupid ass cannibal bitch.
bitch. All the other women in the prison are like, oh, these stupid fucking cunts.
Right?
you don't scare me.
She's like the normal one. Yeah, yeah. They're the psychopaths and it's just, shit. Okay. It's like, oh, you just cannibal? Wait, I'm not Filipino. Hold on, I'm sorry. You're just a cannibal comrade, you know?
Mm. Comrade.
Pathetic.
I'm Russian and Filipino.
Fuck.
There you go. You do both.
Yeah, maybe they're like... You ate them? Right. Oh, we have actual food. Okay.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
We just murder.
Yeah, right? I just kill them and throw them away.
It's gross. Disgusting.
How funny is that, that the Russian standards are so crazy that cannibals are like,
she still gets bullied,
bitch.
Right?
She still gets bullied.
Little bitch. Yeah.
Right?
Like, I fucked Putin. What did you do?
Yeah.
Jeez. You eat cannibal or you eat people? I eat Putin's asshole.
I can't stop thinking about the people who might have eaten her food, though. They're like, holy fuck, yeah. No wonder I've been craving that shit ever since she got...
I'd be pissed.
I wonder if that's true, though. Like, where did that come from? That, like, if you eat human, you're going to be addicted to it and you're going to crave... Like, I wonder if that's, like... I mean, the only evidence we have of that is anecdotes from cannibals. So, like, mm-hmm. They're just crazy. They're
like, I was a normal person. Yeah. I ate normal food. And I was tricked, you see? Yeah. I thought it was beans.
I thought it was beans.
Or maybe that's why they didn't... Maybe that's why they didn't...
ground human meat.
Oh, God.
Oh, jeez, and you thought it was beans? No, maybe that's why they didn't get her as a supplier, because they're like, your pot pies are trash.
Right? They tried it, and they were like, this is fucking awful. Briny and gamey. Yeah.
Briny.
Gross. So salty.
I just finished watching Hannibal. Have you seen that show with Mads Mikkelsen?
Oh, the show? No, I've
seen
haven't
seen the show.
Yeah, the show's actually really good.
Where's it? Is it streaming?
Better, like, Netflix, I
okay.
think.
Yeah.
Why are you so many cultures?
I have no idea. I have no identity of my own, apparently.
Yeah.
But Mads Mikkelsen plays Hannibal, and he's like this very extremely cultured, intelligent man, and he cooks the human parts like so beautifully in different dishes. It's actually really cool.
Is that why you're on this human meat kick right now? See, like, I try it.
Now, if I was a tinfoil hat person, I'd be like, they're trying to brainwash the public. They're trying to normalize this. Yeah. They're trying to get people interested, invested, curious, and look, it's working.
The media.
No, she just already
us.
Has an affinity for weird shit.
That's true.
You can't brainwash people who aren't willing to be brainwashed.
Exactly.
But that's how it starts.
But she's got an open mind, an open channel.
I just want to.
The elites are getting to you.
The what?
The elites.
The elite. Yeah. Hey, hit me up.
The cannibal elites.
Like one small bite. That's all. You know?
Small bite.
Only because I am just driven by curiosity and I have been my whole entire life.
Would you eat it? Would you eat your own body?
Yes. Like if there's a way for me to like kind
just
of remove.
Take a little chunk out.
Without maybe
it
when hurting. They do your boobs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like they without go into your nipple. Yeah. You just ask them to take a tip of the. Tip of the nip.
Yeah.
Or she would touch you on the inside.
She won't have a nipple left.
The inside of the nip.
It's got to be something.
Like a under my arm here or something. Like, I just want to try.
No.
Maybe
a
fatty.
Little bit.
No.
Maybe like, oh yeah, take your arm fat. You'd be like, I don't want that.
But then that's just fat.
That's just fat.
Like pork belly.
I want like meat.
Yeah, you have to.
Oh, you want muscle?
Yeah, I want like muscle.
Well, that's the meat that we eat, right?
Yeah.
I don't eat it.
No, I mean like you know, regular.
But you know, we don't eat. Animal just fat.
Yeah, but you like cook lard. It down. You cook it down. You cook your shit in it.
You cook with lard.
And I would want it in like the most like true form, like no, like very maybe a little bit of salt and pepper, but no like sauces or anything. I just because I'm so
you want to taste the actual flavor of
exactly.
it.
Exactly. I want to taste the actual flavor.
I don't
and
even
I
eat regular meat without things on it.
Yeah,
salt and pepper is all you really need.
I need it at its purest
for beef,
and I want to know the texture.
When you go to the bodies exhibit in Vegas, are
you
like,
did you get hungry?
I really, I've never been, but I'm so, I want.
I didn't like it.
It I hated cool. it pretty, so much.
Really? So
pretty
bad.
Gruesome. Yeah,
it
hated
cool.
it so
makes
much.
Me go no.
Yeah,
I don't even know how they're allowed to have go. That exhibit. It's just
that's very controversial.
It's very creepy.
Yeah,
that they're dead
you know,
bodies.
Well,
that are
and
just
they say that
stuff.
It might have been from Chinese dissonance.
Yeah,
oh. yeah. So
yeah,
they
all
look Asian.
Really?
Yeah, they're all Asian bodies.
It seems like questionable why they're allowed to have these exhibits of all these Asian people chopped up.
Yeah,
yeah.
I
felt so wrong.
Like
after.
That, we paid for that and then walked through it, and I was like, "This man, I regretted that."
Yeah, but like, I didn't pay
or something.
I don't see it as.
Yeah, we didn't actually pay
like,
for
well,
it, but the company paid.
I'm gonna
for
waste
it.
This.
Yeah,
I missed that on the day. I don't remember.
My
why,
curiosity was,
dude. I felt so
filled and disgusted.
So wrong. I
oh,
like
it would have
needed a shower.
It would have been like Disneyland for me, but because that's because like I don't see it as like a. like a creepy thing. I see it as extremely science. Educational.
Dude, that's how I usually see it too. Yeah. Like surgery videos and stuff. Like I like witnessing a surgery in front of my eyeballs. Like I'm like, whoa, cool. Scientific hats on. Like, what is this ligament here or whatever? Mm-hmm. But seeing that exhibit, I was trying to put my science hat on and I just felt like wrong.
Yeah, they looked malnourished. Wrong. They looked like they didn't volunteer for this.
Weird. I don't know.
It was interesting.
But there's probably like a lot of science
behind why they look the way they look.
Well, I mean, just like we've gotten a lot of scientific discovery and medical advancements and stuff from people having to do autopsies and all kinds of other things with dead bodies, right? So, I mean, I'm not against it, I guess, but it's weird that it's on display.
When I was in the brief time that I was in college for the semester I was in college, I was in biomed, and we actually looked at a live cadaver. Like, they sliced it open, like all kinds of stuff. Like it was, and I was able to separate it then. Like it just didn't, it felt like not a real person. It was like, because it's so lifeless.
You can tell that there's no soul inside of the body.
Yeah. Exactly.
Because I noticed that when I did see the body of my mom, I was like, my mom's not even in there anymore.
Oh,
like it's not, she's not there anymore. You can tell.
Yeah.
Mm. But I wouldn't put her body on display. You know, like, it's kind of weird.
Exactly. I would put myself on display because I'm a big attention whore.
Gina's like, can you taxidermy
make sure I'm topless, though, okay?
Yeah, make sure my tits are great.
Yeah.
And put eyelashes on me.
Yeah.
Like, that'd be great.
That was so there stupid. There were eyelashes on the bodies in the Vegas.
Like, yeah, they had like fattest
fetuses
lashes.
And all that.
Pubic hair. Crazy.
Interesting.
Yeah, pubes.
Oh, yeah,
I'm just thinking about it. It was gross.
Yeah, it was a lot different than looking at that cadaver. It just felt off. It didn't feel sciencey. It felt like,
I think it's because it was on display and you had to pay to go look. Like, it was almost like an attraction, which it shouldn't be when you're.
It's
a human
weird
body.
That they're making money off.
And they
of it.
Cut it in weird ways. Yeah. Like they would cut it.
No, like even like straight.
They
like
shaved it.
Way.
Yeah.
Like shaved it. Like there's the one display where like a human.
Yeah, almost like they made it artistic.
Yeah.
Like they made it artistic, and I'm like, it is a human body. It's not science anymore.
Yeah.
It just feels wrong.
I think it's a beautiful art.
But, you know, up for debate. Controversial.
Yeah.
But, anyway, that's my love story for Valentine's Day. Yes.
And how it smells when you cook it.
Oh, you want to know how it smells? I know, because I've only smelled formaldehyde when I looked at it.
Funny
body.
Story. When I dissected a pig's fetus when I was in high school, that formaldehyde smell kind of ruined pork for me for the longest time, because I swore that whenever I ate ham or something, I smelled that smell and I couldn't do it for a while.
Keep smelling that smell.
I never did the dissecting a pig fetus thing. We got a frog.
Yeah,
that
we got a
it.
Frog too.
Mm. I got frog, cow's eyeball, and pig fetus.
All we got was a frog. Maybe our school was just broke.
We got a frog, but I'm pretty sure I was one of those kids that was like, I think this is wrong. I'm not doing it.
I don't remember doing it. I just remember.
I don't remember either. I don't remember what animal I did.
I don't remember.
It wasn't live, though. They brought him in already dead.
Yes.
Like, in E.T. when they're live.
Yes.
Oh,
like,
they made them.
Is that for a movie?
Hopefully.
Well, movie magic.
Yeah, hopefully.
I can't do live.
Elliot let his
me.
Free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd rather if they were dead already, because I can't.
Yeah,
I can't do
it was
that.
Pretty
even,
sad.
Even when I had my snake, I didn't like feeding him live.
That was the worst part about having her.
Well, you're not supposed to feed them live.
No, just feeding. So going to the pet shop, picking out a rat, getting
the rat
in the brown bag, and then because the pet shop owner won't do it, then you have to get the fucking rat bag and smack it on the floor until it dies. It's all twitching, and then we have to feed Pixel, and I'm like, this is killing my soul.
I could never do
that. I couldn't.
It's natural.
I could never do that.
I miss her.
No, it's not natural for a human to kill the prey and then give it to the snake. That is not natural.
It's just
natural
for them to eat it.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, it's gonna die. Natural for them not to be a pet.
Would you rather the snake eat the mouse alive, where the mouse is like slowly dying,
screaming?
Or,
no,
or
I wouldn't
have
it. I wouldn't do with
no,
that.
No, no, no. I'm just saying, like, in nature, it's going to happen either way.
You know what? I have a cat, and in nature, it eats it alive, but in real life, I give it a can of cat food. So,
yeah.
Well, snakes don't have that.
I'm never going to kill a mouse for my cat.
Because I'm very, like, one animal doesn't deserve to live more just because he's fluffier and cuter.
For sure. But it can live in the wild. Why did they make it a domestic pet? Because people like you want to, you know,
sweet
be snake
baby.
People. Be weird snake people.
I mean, let's be honest. Snake people. People are weird.
We are.
Yeah.
We are.
I think I am a little
it's true.
Weird. That's true.
You're both Year of the Snake.
Yeah.
That's true.
I'm Year of the Tiger, so that's why I have so many cats. See?
That makes sense.
Little baby predators.
I didn't have to kill the mouse or the rat. I just picked it out and then they went to the back and slammed it.
They didn't do that for us, Gina.
Oh,
You went to the wrong pet store.
Yeah. You didn't tell me.
Should have told you where to go.
You weren't a very good mom.
See, I had
you pet- had us have Pixel for like 2 years. You never visited her. You didn't tell us where to get the rats.
I do miss
you
her.
You never did shit.
That's true.
So on that note, we're gonna go. But I hope you enjoyed this episode of Murder Mystery Mood.
I'm looking up these photos after.
I feel so
you go
gross.
Nuts.
Yeah, I feel my really disgusting hurts. Right now.
That's a natural reaction.
I feel
this is a sane reaction.
I feel weak. Yes. Like my body's weak.
Yes. I know.
Maybe
I'm
we
sorry.
Could pick a less gruesome one next time.
I just wanted you to have a romantic
I don't feel romantic. I don't feel sexy.
Okay. Next time I'll pick a stalker or something.
Yes, give us like a you type of, you know, that show on Netflix.
Okay. No, I mean, I totally saw the you romantic vibes. Element where like in prison he was
missing her.
Yeah, he was missing her.
He even had a human rights activist like, this yeah, is that's wrong. He loves his wife so much.
Romantic only speaking? Kind of sweet.
They said they have had a really deep connection that they would never be with anyone else.
Deep in someone else's guts and lungs.
Ew.
They say right? It unites people to I think eat it's people.
Just, it's funny. Like, who the fuck is this human rights activist? And are you sure you're doing your job right?
Right. Like, why aren't you sticking up for the people they ate?
Yeah. I know. What the fuck?
Like, yeah, they got murdered and eaten, but this guy's depressed.
It's like PETA, where like they'll stick up for animals, but they'll also kill animals because they're like, well, we'd rather have animals dead than suffering.
Exactly.
That's what they do.
Oh, shit. I do like what you said though, like find someone who matches your weird. That's
yeah.
cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is cute.
And no, I do not recommend eating people.
That so. Too. Yeah.
No, don't
recommend
that.
If that's your weird, check yourself in.
We are yucking that yum.
We are gonna yuck that yum hard, big time.
Big hard.
If anyone is out there that's willing to let me try a piece of your thigh,
Gina, no, this is not an advertising.
I'll see you next week. Thanks for tuning in.
Bye.
Bye, guys.